Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 630 area code requested. The Ramones on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday, yeah. Hi, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up next at 5 with the opening bell, followed by Steve Cochran at 6 on WGN. All right, we're going to head into pop-up video. Esmeralda and I challenge each other. There's a board game version of pop-up video that a listener gave to me. And it consists of different cards, and each card is questions about one specific video that was featured on pop-up video. One side is about the song and the video, and the other side is about pop culture stuff that was related to the song. And let's say hello to, ladies and gentlemen, it's Skip Skipley.
Hey, everybody.
What?
It's Skip Skipley.
How's it going?
He has unretired for the 1,500th time.
Wow.
That's right.
Welcome back, Skip.
Hi, guys.
How you been?
Good. Hanging out with Michael Strahan.
Wow, you're really getting around.
Right. You remember the jet conversation Dan mentioned earlier? Like how we have all
yeah,
the shit of the jet.
Sure.
Well, Strahan's got like 8,000 jobs, so
sure,
he's the one that uses it the most.
He uses it the most. He's got to get everywhere.
I just kind of tagged along with him for a couple of days. Exhausting.
I like Jay Farrow's impression of Michael Strahan. I can't believe this is a job. When he's talking about when he was on with Kelly.
Yeah.
This is a job. I can't believe this is a job. All right. Do we have a theme, Skipley?
Well, we have a first card.
No, we have to play the theme, though, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're getting like, confused with with celebrity name game.
Yeah,
oh,
so.
There it is.
By the way, does that mean that Skip Skipley listens to the Nick DiGilio show?
Well, he was listening on the jet.
Right.
On the way in.
Because that's all they exclusively play
it's
on the
jet. It's just all it is. It's just, it's like when you go to a Disney hotel, you hear nothing but Disney radio. There's no more Disney radio, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
There's Nick DiGilio radio.
Nick DiGilio radio exclusively on Skip Skipley's jet. It's the only place you can hear it.
Only place. Not now.
That's where we're going. We're excluding. Nobody else can hear it except the jet right now.
Right.
There's nobody in the jet. Well, maybe Mike Strahan in the jet?
No, he's getting ready for GMA.
Yeah.
He's got to go on GMA.
Probably,
I can't believe this is a job. okay, who's first?
It'll be you, Mr. DiGilio.
Me? Oh, okay.
Yes. Our song, The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles.
God, I hate this song so much.
Oh, boy.
I just walked 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks with you, and I don't know what the hell's going on. Da-da-da-do! Da-da-da-do! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Wow.
I saw them at the Tweeter Center.
Oh.
They opened for Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, my God.
Wow, look at that. By the way, you know who's a huge Bare Naked Ladies fan?
Who?
Mary Sandberg.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Interesting.
She doesn't like people who can write lyrics?
She appreciates fine art. Jillio. God.
Jeez. All right. What is it?
So Esmeralda may have done the second question already. While she was bobbing her head along to your wonderful singing, because the card requests her do the Proclaimers head bob.
Oh. Well, then.
So.
She's doing it. For those people
this is playing well in the jet right now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
How are the two Proclaimers related?
They're twins.
They are twin brothers.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
This song appeared on the soundtrack of what Mary Stuart Masterson movie?
Oh, man.
Another reason why I hate this damn song.
I couldn't, it's escaping me.
Benny and June.
Yeah.
What a terrible, oh my God.
Johnny Depp, he's doing the...
Don't remind me, please.
He's doing the bread.
It's not bread. He was bread.
Yeah.
That's right. It was bread. All right. You got
so
just,
mad.
God, I hate that movie.
Wow. This is a lot of hate.
God, I hate that movie. Okay.
All right. Mr. DiGilio, it's multiple choice.
Oh, good.
The Hundred Years' War was fought between which two countries?
I'm not going to get it.
France and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
England and France, England and Italy, Spain and France. France and Italy.
Spain and France.
France.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
England and France.
I would have never gotten that. Never. My history, forget it. Forget it. History? Geography?
Well, anything. Especially history from other countries.
Yeah. We should know that. I should know that now, though. I should. But I don't care. Go ahead.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
TV's head of the class featured which former wife of boxer Mike Tyson?
I don't know her name.
Are we on the other side of the card now?
Yeah. Oh, I can see
her.
I
was going to say, what the hell? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Robin Givens.
I can see her in here. Yeah. If I can pull it.
She's a babe. Have you seen Boomerang? The Eddie Murphy movie Boomerang?
No, but I know.
Oh, man. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Which Gibb brothers are twins in the Bee Gees?
Oh, no. I can't remember what their names are. Barry, Morris, Andy wasn't one of the... And then the other guy. It's Maurice and the other guy, but you can't give it to me because I can't name the other guy. It's Maurice and the other guy. It's not Barry Gibb. It's the other two guys. Maurice and... God, what's his name? Maurice and Darold?
Well, you're searching for, that fun fact about the Bee Gees. You know, they had that twin thing going on where one gets hurt and the other one feels pain.
Yeah.
One of them was on a train that was involved in a minor, crash, and one of them broke their arm and the other one felt it.
Are you frightened? Is that like a scary story for you?
Because of the twin thing?
You're sprained of twins.
I mean, seriously, if you need more proof.
Maurice and the other guy. That's my
Robin idea. Is the other
Robin.
Guy. Robin.
Maurice and the other guy.
Robin. And that's
NBC.
The one. Robin is the one that JT plays on the Barry Gibb talk show. I should have gotten that one.
This one's a hard
this
card.
This is a hard card. Yeah. Multiple choice for you here, though, Esmeralda. Mary Stuart Masterson played a soda jerk in which Andrew McCarthy flick? A, Class. B, Mannequin. C, Pretty in Pink. D, Heaven Help Us. Class.
This is a hard card.
And Heaven Help Us.
That Class one.
That is incorrect.
It's Heaven Help Us.
Oh.
How? 6 people saw that movie.
Wait, is Heaven Help Us the one where
I told you
Sean
guys about
Penn
it.
Dresses up as a nun?
No, that's
Heaven Help Us.
No, that's with Robert De Niro, the remake.
He's like,
We're No Angels.
Oh, okay.
No, that Heaven Help Us is the one I told you guys about. It takes place in the Catholic school, and it has the books. You got to hold the books.
That's right.
Yeah. I have seen bits of that.
It's a great movie, but I can't believe they actually.
It's on like Channel 50.
How in God's name did that be? Yeah, let's ask a question about Heaven Help Us.
It's a difficult.
Oh my God!
What's the Mary Stuart Masterson?
Yeah, no, I understand, but like you could have picked Fried Green Tomatoes. At least people saw that movie. My God. Okay.
New card. Start fresh.
Thank
here.
God. Yeah. All right. Is Dave Ennett here with his cats?
He has them in the sports room.
He's got them in the sports room. I can see the cats running around the sports room. The light's not on yet.
They actually type up his report.
He
psychically dictates it to them. All right. So we'll get the cats ready because Esmeralda's going to say, what the hell happened to my pen?
What am I singing?
Get the cats ready because she's going to sing Sheryl Crow's All I Want to Do.
God.
All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling that I'm not the only one. All I want to do is have some fun until the sun comes up on, and I never knew what this was, Santa Monica Boardwalk?
Boulevard.
Oh, is it Boulevard? Yeah. I never knew.
Yeah.
Boulevard.
That was good. Nice job.
Very Thank impressive.
You. So the cards that we're doing at this time, are they just going to be terrible songs?
are we just doing terrible
songs?
I got a good beer buzz early in the morning.
God, I hate this song too.
And Billy likes to peel the labels from his bottles of Bud.
Did I ever tell you my sad Sheryl Crow theory?
What's that, Skip?
I hate all her happy songs, but I love all her sad songs.
Oh, I really like that one where she's in the in the museum with all the all the animals. If it makes you happy.
Yeah.
If it makes you happy.
Isn't that about Eric Clapton?
I have no idea what any of her songs are about.
They're about men.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A lot of them. One more before we break here, and since Esmeralda is going to give you this one. According to the song, where does the sun, and when is where is the sun going to come up?
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay. I'm glad you chose that lyric.
By the way, 815 with the text of the night. My ears were bleeding, so I just called my twin brother to see if his were too.
Bravo. No,
he would just feel the pain of his ears bleeding.
Dan, do you ever see the movie The Corsican Brothers? You know the story, right?
No, I don't.
You don't know the story?
I probably have chosen to block it out.
The Corsican Brothers is a classic. I want to say Alexandre Dumas wrote it, and it's about these Victorian age twins. And it's all about that, what they feel the other person feels.
Yeah, remember, it's one of the movies that I've
Cheech
actually
and Chong
seen.
Made a version of it.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And you've seen that. You haven't seen Up in Smoke. You haven't seen Nice Dreams, but you've seen The Corsican Brothers.
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central.
Which is the worst Cheech and Chong movie of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, was 815 referring to my singing or Esmeralda's singing?
Probably I think combined. We know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Probably we popped something once you started singing, and then I just, you know, let the floodgates open.
Yeah.
It came in from D. Ennett. I don't know if that.
Who could that be? There's meows, like, in the.
It's just meow, 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 meow,
cat
meow.
Cat emoji.
Cat emoji. Just a bunch of cat emojis with their ears bleeding. All right. Look, everybody, Skip Skipley's back.
Oh, yay.
Welcome back,
yay.
Skip. Thanks for unretiring again.
Were you listening to us on the jet?
I was.
Okay. All right. Skip Skipley's back from retirement during the break. All right. Now, this is Esmeralda's question, right?
That's correct.
And it's still about that damn Sheryl Crow song, right?
Sheryl Crow started her music career as a backup singer for whom?
Michael Jackson.
That is correct.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anything about Sheryl Crow.
Do you know the title of her debut album? Because that's the next question.
Is it multiple choice?
Nope.
Sheryl Crow?
That is incorrect.
Night Music Club.
That is correct.
Not a million. you could waterboard me, and I would have never gotten that.
She won a bunch of Grammys.
I don't care. I don't like her. Who did she date? Didn't she date somebody?
Cyclist.
Oh, Lance Armstrong. That's right. She was with Lance Armstrong. You know, she still looks exactly the same, Sheryl Crow.
She does.
She's, what is she, 67 years old?
Yeah.
She looks exactly the same. She was on the new Match game that Alec Baldwin's hosting.
Uh-huh.
She was on a couple times. They show her, they got to, ladies and gentlemen, Sheryl Crow. I'm like, oh my God. She's Dorian Gray. Okay, what's next?
Crow's second single shares the name of a Nicolas Cage movie. What is that movie?
What? Darn.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, now I'm trying to think what her second song was. It can't be the one we were talking. It's not If It Makes You Happy, is it?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot that song.
Yeah.
Mr. Giglio.
What?
What is the name of the faded silent film star in Sunset Boulevard?
Norma Desmond.
That is correct.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because the sun came up over Santa.
Oh.
They're still there holding on to that.
Okay.
Very tight. Esmeralda, controversy surrounded Michael Jackson when he was rumored to have purchased whose remains?
The Elephant Man.
That is correct.
Who danced in that video at the that Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Leave me alone or whatever
he's
that
in
is.
The car
I let me live my life or whatever that stupid song was. Where he's like on the, he's in the funhouse ride or whatever.
Yeah, he's in like.
Why don't you leave me be? All right, what's next?
Multiple choice for you.
Oh, good.
Bob Dylan's first live gig was at what legendary New York City club? Was it Max's Kansas City, CBGB's, the Blue Note, or Folk City?
He played all those places. He didn't play, I don't know if he played CBGB's.
His first live gig was at Max's Kansas City.
I'm going to say Max's Kansas City.
That is incorrect.
What was it?
Folk City.
Folk City.
I just like there's a place called Folk City.
Yeah.
All right.
New card.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
By the way, we're tied.
Okay.
Four apiece. All right, here we go.
All right.
Now what do I got to sing?
Yep. Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Okay,
yes.
Now we're talking. owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Much better than the owner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart.
Amazing. Wow.
We finally got a song that I like.
Did you do all that? Those instruments?
That was all me.
All your voice?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. I trained Bobby McFerrin. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And Michael Winslow from the Police Academy. From the Police Academy movies.
You
learned everything.
Michael Winslow. You don't leave with Bobby McFerrin.
Goodness.
Esmeralda. The lead actor in this video gets trapped in what device invented by Elisha Graves Otis in 1853? The actor in this video gets trapped in what device created by Elisha Graves Otis in
1853? Elevator.
Elevator is correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, Otis.
Otis.
Yep. Yeah, they fix elevators.
Yeah.
Mr. Gilio.
What happened?
This song's producer helped kill the radio star as a member of what group?
The Buggles.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Esmeralda.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What is the Russian word for yes?
Oh. Oh, I don't know. I
da.
Don't know.
Da. Da.
Oh.
All right.
Is this a no yet?
That's no. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah. No. I knew no, not yes.
Bunch
right.
of history questions for you this morning.
That's great.
Extra credit side. Russia denounced the 1983 U.S. invasion of what Caribbean island?
It's not multiple choice.
It's not multiple choice.
Grenada?
That is correct.
Good job.
Wow, somebody was weak that day. All right, we'll fly through these last ones. Esmeralda, what are the title characters in the movie Adventures of Milo and Otis? Are they a raccoon and frog, a duck and dog, a kitten and a puppy, or a boy and his dog?
Kitten and a puppy.
They are a kitten and a puppy. That is correct.
Oh boy, okay.
The fictional pop group The Wayouts appeared on what TV show? Elf, The Flintstones, The Muppet Show, or The Banana Splits?
Good luck.
The fictional pop group The Wayouts appeared on what TV show? Elf, The Flintstones,
The Flintstones.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Barney Clark was the first person to receive what? A flu shot, an artificial heart, the Nobel Peace Prize, or radio transmissions from space?
Heart.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah, owner of a lonely heart.
All right.
Is that it?
I used my brain to think about that.
All right. That's good. I beat you. 8-7.
Great.
8-7. All right, Esmeralda. Tomorrow's Fly Jams Friday.
Only I would have known, duh.
That's it. Everything would have changed for you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tied. See ya.
All right. We'll take a break. News is up next.